You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. It's time for Food Friday. Today we're diving into the world of olive oil.
With plenty of options and varieties of olive oil to choose from, it can be hard to know what to pick out at the grocery store. And then once we finally pick an olive oil, sometimes we just use it as a salad dressing or a bread dip. But our next guest says there's much more we can be doing with olive oil, and she's got the recipes to prove it.
Mary Plattis joins us now. She's a chef and a food blogger and the co-author of the book Cooking Techniques and Recipes with Olive Oil. Mary, welcome to Central Time.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Well, I gather from your book you are a huge fan of olive oil. What makes it so special?
Well, I am. Being Greek, it runs through our veins, so that's number one. But most importantly, it is a cornerstone of the Mediterranean diet that we're all talking about. It's a heart-healthy oil, and it's the only oil you should be using in your cooking.
So it's hard to know what to pick up because there's a million bottles of olive oil these days at the grocery store, and you want the good stuff. You don't want stuff that's been filtered down usually or mixed with other things. How do we know that we're picking out a good bottle?
You know, that's a very good question. And as the years go by, I'm noticing that the section at the grocery store is getting smaller and smaller, which is good for the consumer. But once you pick out an extra virgin olive oil, not a virgin or a pure, it must say extra virgin olive oil, there's several things you can look for. And one of them is the organic seal. That guarantees a first cold-pressed olive oil. So look for seals like the California Olive Oil Commission. Or if you're getting a European olive oil, look for the IOOC seal. But if none of those are on there, what you can do is turn your bottle around, and if it says extra virgin olive oil as the only ingredient, then you've got a great bottle. Because if it's this refined oil, you must put it down. That means it's mixed in with, you know, fake oil or bad oils, bad saturated oils. So overall, and one more thing, make sure it has a harvest date, not a best buy date. That's sort of a supermarket thing, you know, they add on those bottles, but it must have a harvest date, which tells you it was produced in 2014.
So you can't go by color either, it sounds like. That's not part of the criteria.
Yeah, no, color has absolutely, you know, olive oil comes in various colors according to when it has been picked and processed. So that's no indication, unfortunately.
So when
you do select an olive oil, make sure it's in a dark bottle and make sure that you buy a small bottle, not those big tin cans, because, you know, most consumers can't use up that much olive oil within a year.
So you say we should be cooking with olive oil, doing just about everything in it, and there are probably two responses out there. Some people are saying, of course, I cook with olive oil all the time, and some people are saying, no, wait, I heard you're not supposed to heat olive oil up too much, smoke points, bad things happen, that sort of thing. Can we cook pretty much any temperature, anything with olive oil?
You know, absolutely. Those are all misconceptions. Olive oil smokes at, and I think people are getting confused with the smoking point and the actual heating point. A good olive oil can go all the way up to between 365 and 400. So most people don't fry over that amount, you know, that temperature. And if they do, they have to actually fry for over like 90 minutes before the olive oil begins to lose its nutrients. And most people don't fry for 90 minutes. So that's what the studies are showing. So yes, you can cook with it. In Europe, that's all they use. And Americans are starting to use olive oil now that they hear that it's a healthier choice.
So what does olive oil do to the flavor of the food we're eating? I know it varies in flavor. It can be kind of sharper and peppier, more peppery. Mm-hmm. It can be sort of fruity tasting. But how does it sort of change the chemistry of the food we're eating?
Well, it doesn't change the chemistry as much as it enhances the flavor. So let's say you use a first press harvest, which is early in the fall. That's a pungent, very strong olive oil. And those olive oils can be used for braising, a roast, or it could be used for if you want a pungent flavor when cooking something like roasting a chicken. And then you can use the mid-season, which is January and February. That's the second round of milling the olives, and it has a slight milder taste. So you can use that for your vegetables, and most people don't know that there are three different types of oils. And later in the season, in the spring, you'll get a very mild, and that's what most consumers love. So if you like that mild, buttery flavor, you can use it. You can actually use it in your ice cream and baking goods.
Well, let's follow up with that baking concept. You sent us a recipe. We've got it up on the Central Time Facebook page. It is dark chocolate olive oil cake with strawberries. You had me a dark chocolate cake and strawberries, but what does the olive oil do for a chocolate cake recipe?
Well, for any baking, what we're doing is we're substituting butter. And in most European recipes, they use olive oil in substitution for butter. So we're taking the fat out, the saturated fat of the butter out, and we're adding the olive oil. And in something like this where you're using a dark chocolate, you can use just about any olive oil. And it just gives it a nice moist. It keeps the baked goods moist and rich in flavor.
Well, we're in Wisconsin. Are you saying something is better than dairy in a cake?
No, we all love our cheeses, and we all love our butters. We're just giving you options so that you can use up that great bottle of olive oil that was given to you, you know, perhaps for a birthday or a gift.
Can you walk us through that recipe a little bit? It was beautiful. We all stopped and ogled it when we got to that page.
Well, you know, it's a perfect summer recipe because who doesn't like chocolate, right? And strawberries are coming into season.
Right.
And basically, it's a throw-together recipe. You add your flour and cocoa powder, all the dry ingredients together, and then you mix your sugar. And it also has Greek yogurt, by the way, which is also a great choice instead of sour cream or, you know, again, butter. And then you add the olive oil, and you combine those to three or four ingredients. And in just small batches, you mix the flour together with the dry ingredients, with the wet ingredients, and add your chocolate chips. That's it. And you just arrange your strawberries on top, stick it in the oven for 40, 45 minutes, and when it comes out, you gently can add some powdered sugar. Yum. Or how about a scoop of vanilla ice cream?
Wow.
Well, it's grilling season, turning away from desserts for a moment. Do you have tips on marinating using olive oil or a suggested recipe?
We do. In fact, marinating is what most people use when they're making a homemade marinade. We're trying to get away from the processed bottles and also the dry ingredients that you add that you're not quite sure is in those dry powders. So we have several recipes for chicken kebabs. And we also marinate pork tenderloin and salmon and New York strip steak, and any of those can be thrown on the barbecue.
And that's the beauty of it, huh? You can just, it's already been marinating in the olive oil, so you don't have to grease the grill. Can you just stick it on the grill?
That's right. And what's really nice is it keeps the moisture in the meat as well when you marinate with olive oil. So, and it also protects your meat or your chicken while it's on the grill. So it has several different benefits for that grilling season.
And here's was a new one to me in your cookbook, drinks with olive oil. That I don't think of olive oil as a cocktail mixer.
Well, it was a long night. No, my partner and I were mixing up a little drink one evening, and we had a little bit of vodka and some ouzo, and we had decided to add watermelon and a little bit of olive oil on top, and it makes a great shot.
What does that do to it? Does it just help it go down nice and smooth?
Yeah, you know, it helps the vodka with its flavor. In fact, you know how strong it can be sometimes? So in a little shot glass, so when we added the oil coats your mouth before the vodka hits it. So it just goes down smoother.
Sounds like
a couple more.
Like hot, yeah, right. Hot buttered rum, but not hot and no rum and no butter. Well, how about we've got our good olive oil. How about some storage tips? How do we keep it good for as long as it lasts?
Well, that's a very good question, and many people do put their olive oil next to their oven because that's just simple and easy.
Yeah.
But basically, it needs to be away from the heat in your pantry as well as away from light, because light oxidizes the olive oil, and that's why they put it in the dark bottle. And let's say you do buy a great bottle of olive oil at a farm or a store, and it's in a clear bottle. We suggest that you pour it out into an old wine bottle or a darker container, and place it in your pantry.
All right, we'll leave it there for now. Mary, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
That's Mary Plattis. She's a chef and a food blogger. We've been talking about the book she co-authored. It's called Cooking Techniques and Recipes with Olive Oil.
And don't forget, we've got that recipe for that dark chocolate strawberry cake with olive oil and Greek yogurt up on the Central Time Facebook page.
You're going to make that this weekend? Bring it in on
Monday?
Did
you read my mind?
Yeah.
Yes, I am going to make it this
you really
weekend.
Are? Oh, awesome.
I think I am.
Maybe wait, I'll you didn't say in. You're going to bring it in. Yeah.
No, I didn't say that.